The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And it's just me and Bridget with Engineer Sonar today. We have a great show lined up for you. In fact, I'm going to start it off with a set of Ebola questions. And Bridget, some of these are for you.
Okay, great.
The first one is, how does Ebola spread?
It spreads through contact with bodily fluids.
Right, so it's only spread by direct contact with the virus, usually from human to human. Ebola only lives in cells, so it doesn't live in water by itself very long. So the cells, if you put human cells, for example, or even white cells that you have in your secretions from an infection that are already infected with Ebola, if you happen to spit those out, sneeze those out, etc., and you put it, and it's in water, it doesn't live very long, meaning parts of seconds at most. And or on tabletops, it doesn't live at all if not in cells. The only non-human carriers we know of are the fruit bat from West Africa. Or you have to eat uncooked infected animal meat that the fruit bats have been eaten by the animals. So you have to eat the undercooked meat or otherwise come in close contact with the cells of fluid to be at risk. And that goes with the second question, which I'm not going to ask you, Bridget, but I'll give you the third one. How does Ebola spread is the second one. And the answer is Ebola is only spread by direct contact. What are the early warning signs of Ebola? The early warning signs are simply not feeling well, then developing a low-grade fever, then having nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. The nurse who contacted Ebola in Dallas, that's the second nurse who flew, said when she flew from Dallas to Cleveland, she felt a little not well, but nothing, and she didn't have a fever. And then over the weekend, she again didn't feel anything other than a little not well, slept a little more, and developed a 99.4 fever, which most of us don't even consider a fever. Pain was not an early symptom. And then what are the worst symptoms of Ebola? Well, when Ebola progresses, you get dehydrated because of vomiting and diarrhea. That can lead to what we call multi-system organ failure. Your kidney, liver, and other organs start to shut down. As a result, your body stops producing blood clotting factors, putting you at serious risk of bleeding from even minor injury. This is why supportive care is so important, as it provides the necessary fluids so your heart keeps sending the blood to your kidneys and liver so they don't fail. The best way of preventing Ebola, Bridget?
Is to stay out of contact with people that have it.
Exactly. So the best way of preventing Ebola is to stay away from those who have or might have Ebola. You should also not eat undercooked meat, particularly exotic meats. And obviously you should not be going to West Africa if you're not a caregiver that is well-trained and with a group that has experience. Over 70% of the caregivers who have contacted Ebola in what we call open situations, that is, not having hazmat suits, etc., not being protected, but 70% of caregivers who have contracted Ebola have died from it. So a key is to not get it and to be with a very experienced group that can get you excellent fluid management if you are a physician or nurse and volunteering for service. How do you cope with anxiety about Ebola? Well, to cope with anxiety, you have to be realistic about your risk of getting it. You're more likely in North America to get struck by lightning or have a car accident that disables you by a factor of over 1,000, maybe 10,000. You're much more likely to get virtually any other disease you know the name of. So get your mind off Ebola. One of the good things, exercising or giving back to society like volunteering at a food bank. and don't watch the news on TV. Instead, opt for comedy shows or a lighthearted movie. And the last one is, how does a healthcare worker protect themselves? Well, the best regimen looks like it is the one used by Doctors Without Borders. They wear specially designed hazmat suits and are rinsed off with a dilute chlorine solution before they remove the first set of gloves. And then after they remove their first set of gloves, they again are rinsed off. And then when they get the doffing, which is called the suit, getting the suit off, they have a buddy who is armed with a detailed checklist, and they end up by taking various parts of their suit off, they end up washing 8 times, actually 9 times if you consider the initial wash, 9 times before they get their suit off. So that's how they have been able to protect against all of their caregivers over these 10 years, over a decade of caring for Ebola, save one. It's pretty impressive, eh?
Yeah, that is. Are you surprised that they allowed the nurse to fly, even though she had the fever, reportedly had the fever and was in contact with the CDC before she boarded the plane?
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, I think the CDC probably got, someone at the CDC who was just a telephone operator answered it, saw the guidelines, 100.4, and said, well, you don't have that temperature, and didn't use any, you know, it was a strictly by protocol judgment. That's what happens when you use what we call cookbook medicine instead of using judgment.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So that's what I think happened. Okay. So that was the, we said we'd start with there, but now the second story is one that is interesting for you as well, and interesting for many people. Apple and Facebook have decided they would pay for their female workers if they wanted to freeze eggs. They'd pay up to $20,000 or $30,000, depending on the company, for female workers to freeze eggs and to keep them for a time when they felt like they could have children at a more convenient time. What do you think about that, Bridget?
I think that it's pretty awesome that they're doing this for female employees. I think that it allows women more of an opportunity to work for longer, and like Apple said, that they want to be able to cover their employees, their female employees, and make sure that they're able to provide in the best way that they can for their families, which I think is pretty cool.
So this is what has happened recently is frozen eggs have gotten to be much more successfully maintained. That is, if you looked at it 15 years ago, the success rate of fertilizing a frozen egg, first of all, the success rate of freezing an egg, and then the success rate of fertilizing it, was in the 1% to 2% range. It's now in the 18% range, which is about the same as if you have direct sex contact and try and fertilize an egg when you're in your 20s. So it has a chance, and they freeze about 20 eggs. That gives you with about a 15% chance per egg, or 20% chance per egg, you're likely to get a pregnancy that way. The harvesting of eggs is not trivial. It requires a round of hormone injections to coax the body to produce the multiple eggs at one time, and that's how you get this process going. So Facebook, and you're saying, well, is this encouraging women who work at Facebook not to get married, not to worry, not to think about the biologic age, and to just try and save their eggs? And is this totally benign, or is this a good thing? And when we come back, I'm going to give you my answer on that, as well as we have a series of great stories about why stem cells may have passed the really great test for helping you. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Remember, stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And coming up at half past the hour, a wonderful guest, Brian Wansick, is a professor at Cornell University and the director of Cornell's famed Food and Brand Lab. He made it famous. He's the leading expert in eating behavior. He's the author of Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think, as well as 3 professional books and well over 100 peer-reviewed journal articles. He often comes here on New Year's Day, and I get to watch his eating habits. as he's a good friend. But he wrote this book, Slim by Design, a wonderful book. Maybe almost as good as last week's book by Ted Spiker. Ted Spiker had Downsize, the best book I've ever read from a weight loss perspective of someone who's lost weight. You should get the book Downsize, D-O-W-N-S-I-Z-E, by Ted Spiker. It's a fast read, fabulous read, and he gets to very many important points. Slim by Design goes at it another way. That is, which choice will help make you and your family the most slim by design? So I'm going to ask you some multiple choice questions, Bridget, to set this up.
Okay.
In your home, which is the best thing for getting you slim by design? A, eliminate kitchen clutter. B, keep a fruit bowl on the counter. C, electrify the cookie jar.
C, electrify the cookie jar. Wrong.
It is B. People with fruit bowls weigh 8 pounds less than their neighbors without, but wow, reducing kitchen clutter does cut snacking by 1/3 as well. Bridget, the electrify the cookie jar was a joke. Number two,
well,
in a restaurant.
I think it would probably be pretty effective.
In a restaurant, should you sit near the window, ask for a to-go box, or forget your wallet at home?
Wait, say that again? I'm sorry.
Sit near the window, ask for a to-go box, or forget your wallet at home?
Ask for a to-go box.
You're absolutely right. Asking for a to-go box, you'll eat about 1/3 fewer calories than those who don't. By the way, if you sit by the window and you're twice as likely to order salad, because you apparently see nature. I don't get why you do that, but apparently
wow,
you do. Three, grocery stores. What's the best thing? Chew mint gum to cut impulse spending, divide your shopping cart in half, or do your shopping at Grubworm Mart.
I don't know. A?
That's right. People who divide their shopping carts by twice as many fruits and vegetables as people who don't. And chewing gum does cut cravings and snack food purchases by over 20%. We'll give you a correct, even though it is divide your shopping cart. Workplaces. What's the best thing for at work? Leave your desk to eat lunch? Order fruit first at lunchtime? Unplug the donut maker on your desk?
What was the second option?
Order fruit first at lunchtime.
A.
You're right. It is leaving your desk first. Gives you a chance to eat better, snack less, and rate work as more balanced than if you were to eat at your desk. But choosing fruit first also triggers healthier entree selections. And the last one, at school, what should we do for the kids? A, give the vegetable dishes enticing names. B, accept only cash for dessert purchases. Or C, one word, homeschooling.
Well, I don't even know if homeschooling would be effective because some of the food from the home is not that good either. So I'm going to say A, label the vegetables with creative names.
Exactly. So Power Peas sell 28% more, and cookie sales are cut by a half if kids are forced to use cash. So both A and B work on that one. So we'll be talking to Brian Wencek in about 5 minutes at the bottom of the hour, actually after the break at about 8 minutes. The next story is your favorite one, Bridget, so go to it.
It is, and it ties in nicely with a lot of what Brian Wansing's focus is with trying to create environments where people are going to, by default, choose healthier choices. So the researchers were from CSPI, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, one of my favorite nonprofits, and they conducted a study where they looked at a variety of food options that were available in checkout aisles, both at grocery stores and non-food retailers like Home Depot, Radio Shack, those types of places, and they found that 90% of the food options that are at the checkout aisles are unhealthy. Most of them were candy, energy bars, chips, cookies, and
I'm actually surprised they found anything healthy at the checkout counter.
I know. I actually agree with that. Well, Whole Foods was included in the study as well as Trader Joe's, so maybe that was part of the reason sometimes even those two have unhealthy.
You know, have you found anything healthy? I looked at, when I saw this, I looked at the store that I shop at locally. My wife's out of town, so I cook dinner for myself. And when I do that, I go to the local store, and there was zero. You know, I pick up any frozen set of veggies, and usually either some veggie burgers or salmon burgers, depending on what I find first. But in fact, this one, or a piece of salmon, which I will mustard crust if I feel like it. But this supermarket, when I looked at the checkout counter, I only found one or two even magazines that were healthy, let alone food that was healthy.
No, I know. It's so true. It's so bad because you're impulsively going to reach for so many of these unhealthy offerings that are available. And most of them are really unhealthy. I think that the healthier options that they found were the packages of nuts that you can sometimes find, trail mix, gum was included. They had dried fruit, which actually was 0% of the food offerings at the checkout. But they talked about at one of the 7-Eleven checkouts, they found a bin of bananas that were 2 for $1. Sometimes you'll find fresh fruit. Hopefully that becomes more available, the fresh fruit, because I think that it's a easy way for people to grab fruit in the same way that candy is an easy way for people to grab candy. And then they secondly looked at the drink sales, and they found that the drink sales were pretty unhealthy as well. 60% of them were sugar sweetened. And when they narrowed it down to exactly what was being sold, 19% were water, 15% were diet soft drinks, and 5% were ground coffee and tea bags. So this study included 30 retailers, and it all was conducted in the Washington, D.C. area, which is actually probably is going to have more healthy options than some other cities that are less established. But it's really interesting. I think that it's one place that we can definitely start to target, because people should not be inundated with junk food as they're trying to check out of the grocery store.
Okay, and when we come back, after we're going to come back to Brian Wansink, WANSINK, author of Mindless Eating. This book is Slim by Design, a wonderful book, fun to look at, fun to read, and we're going to put him on the spot with some of his ideas as well, and about the checkout counter, how we're going to change that. The other thing I'm going to get to, maybe in the second hour if I don't get it here, is there's stem cells are now allowing blind patients to see. Why is that a breakthrough, and what it means for you in the long term? It really means a huge amount. But right now, we're going to break for Brian Wansink, for the necessary commercials leading up to Brian Wansink. Brian Wansink, Slim by Design, the author of Mindless Eating. It's Mindless Eating Solutions for Everyday Life on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Remember, we want you to stay well and stay listening.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited-time offer with a money-back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction. But where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen, one of my favorite people ever, because he's really full of life and just vibrant and wonderful and honest as heck, is the author of this next book. His name, Brian Wansink. Brian is, if you will, a PhD, but I don't hold that against him because he's done more good work than almost anybody else I know. He's a professor at Cornell University, the director of Cornell's famed food and brand lab. He really made it famed. He's a leading expert in eating behavior, the author of Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. He has done a ton of really great science that has led to the way we redesign, if you will, food eating areas for kids, the cafeterias. So, and I just tested, there's some test questions that you provide. Are you slim by design? and we just tested Bridget, and she got most of them right. although she did choose electrify the cookie jar as the way of...
Which I thought was a real option.
Doing the best choice. So one of the things here, you say there are menu words that make us fat. So why does buttery or creamed or crunchy make us fat, whereas seasoned or roasted help us to stay thin?
Well, it does so for two reasons. And the way we went about the first reason is that it ends up sort of getting us to buy it in the first place instead of buying the thing that's in steamed. It just sounds a lot more evocative and enticing. But it also has a lot more calories because that's actually what it is, regardless of the type of food it is. So what we did is we took over, there's over 1,400 menu items and menus across the country, like, you know, Applebee's, Arby's, every place. And we looked at calorie levels. And one of the things we found is that if something says that it's crispy, regardless of whether it's a piece of fish or a piece of chicken or it's a piece of potato, on average it weighs about it will have about 104 calories more than something that doesn't say crispy. Something that says fried, about 135 calories. Something that says drenched, about 86 more calories, regardless of whether it's what's drenched in. And the key thing about this is the more enticing and evocative something sounds, you have to realize the more caloric it's going to sound. So if you take your best guess for calories and you double it, you're going to be closer to the actual calories in something that sounds enticing if you stick with your original estimate.
Wow, that's very interesting. Now, but you say one of the ways of getting kids to eat more vegetables is giving them intriguing names like passionate peas or powerful peas or something.
Yeah, you know, anything that makes something sound exciting and different. It doesn't matter how silly it is. We did this big study in a series of schools outside of Cleveland, and we let kids pick the alternative names for things. One of them was a bean burrito, which nobody ever took. It just sat there and got older and older each week. And we had people come up with names. They wanted to call it the Big Bad Bean Burrito. Well, there's nothing really big or bad about it, but simply giving it that cool name ended up leaving that bean burrito for the next eight times. It was the next eight weeks that it was sold to sell out. So what happens is that kids say, oh, this is going to be different. This sounds a little bit exciting. And not only does it get them to try it, it increases how much kids take by about 28%, but what it also ends up doing is it makes them think it tastes better than it actually does. When we give kids power peas versus just peas, granted they are the same peas, the kids rate them as more tasty and they rate them as more flavorful, and they rate them as feeling powerful actually after they eat them. Taste is tremendously subjective, and this is stuff we can use with our kids at home too. I mean, what we do with our kids at home is we never just say, here's some vegetables. Give the vegetables a description. We give them a little story behind it. And it makes it more of an adventure and more of a reason to try it.
What do you mean by a story behind it? There's actually a neat email question for you already. But go ahead. Let me ask you the question first. Sorry, I asked you the other one first, and I'm screwing it all up, but what the heck. The question Matt is asking is, what's the best thing you can do in a school cafeteria to get people to eat the healthier options they have right now?
The best thing you can do is to give that item a name. Let's say it's a vegetarian lasagna. You can make it up. The best thing you can do is to give it a name. Call it Tuscan vegetarian lasagna. The next best thing you can do is make sure it's first in line so that kids see it when they're hungry and they don't see it after they've picked up a piece of pizza and they've picked up a cinnamon roll and they've picked up a cookie. The next best thing you can do is actually put it on a little display board ahead of time so that when kids are walking to the lunchroom, they see it, they say, wow, Tuscan vegetable lasagna, that sounds kind of cool. Yeah, let me think about it. And the next best thing you can do is to pair it in some sort of a combo where one of the things in the combo does have an inherent attraction. It might be a small piece of cake or spumoni ice cream or something like that that comes as part of that lunchroom combo. So a lot of small things you can do that change the likelihood somebody takes that vegetarian entree by about 20%. But once you start doing a bunch of other things, boy, you've almost engineered the fact that you're going to be running out of that in the first half of school lunch period.
And a lot of these things seem like they're stuff that fast food restaurants have been keen to for a while, like the Mighty Kids meals that they label and then the way that they do combo meals. Do you think that they knew this for a while and now we're seeing that the opposite is true for trying to encourage healthy food?
Oh, no, the exact same things that work for in McDonald's, I mean, also work in school lunchrooms. We find who benefits most by branded foods? Cookies? No, it's apples, it's carrots. People think branded, you know, like if you put an Elmo sticker on a cookie, it doesn't make any difference. They want to take it anyway. You put an Elmo sticker on an apple or on carrots, and it's gone in a second. One of the cool things I do, and I talk about this in Slim by Design, is one time I took five former managers, fast food managers of different fast food companies, I took them into school lunchrooms and I said, okay, what would you do here if you had less than $50 to get kids to eat healthier? And it didn't take them 3 minutes before walking into the cafeteria before they started firing off suggestions of what could be done for no cost or for low cost. The thing is that
when we come back, we're going to talk about what is different about homes, what you can do in your home, and then what we should be aware of when we go out, other than the names on the items. We'll be right back. This is a wonderful book. It is called Slim by Design by Brian Wansink. Oh, sorry. Well, it turns out that I'm a little early in that key. How much time do we have, Sonar? 60 seconds. Okay, so Brian, we can ask you a second question while we're in. What else should we be aware of when we go to a restaurant?
One of the things you want to be aware of when you go in a restaurant is where you sit might have a really big impact on what you decide to eat. We did a really neat study across a lot of restaurants in the United States where what we did is we looked where people were at, we coded where they sat, we looked what they ordered. Well, then we find people who sit in booths, dark booths in the back, are about 80% more likely to order fried food, they're less likely to get salad, they're more likely to get desserts. People who end up being near the windows buy more salads, people at high tables buy more fish and chicken. What you want to do, you want to stay away from the dark corners, the loud areas, you want to stay away from the bar, because the people who sit there end up eating a whole lot more.
We'll be right back with Brian Wansink. I'll get the timing right. Slim by Design, Mindless Eating Solutions. WANSINK, a great book and a great set of data. We'll be right back.
Did you know the body's natural collagen production slows at a rate of 1.5% per year after age 25? Replenishing the body's collagen supply helps minimize fine lines and wrinkles and improves skin elasticity, builds and supports bone matrix, repairs connective tissues, improves circulation, and promotes wound healing. With the highest collagen dosage on the market, restore your youthful vitality. With NeoCell, the number one collagen brand in the world and the leader in nutracosmetics. NeoCell.com.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD, internationally renowned physician, scientist, and women's health pioneer.
And Michelle King Robson,
nationally recognized women's health and wellness advocate and EmpowerHer.com founder and CEO. Listen live.
Listen live
every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that shows you how you can take care and charge of your body. Brian Wansink, who is probably the best of all the people, all the guests you could possibly have on a radio show or a TV show. He looks good, so he would do that. But he is so good at answering questions, so good at posing questions that his research has answered, that you just want to keep talking to him and keep talking to him. One of the things you did is you have a restaurant scorecard, a restaurant self-assessment scorecard in the book. Tell us about that.
Well, a question that a lot of us should probably be asking ourselves is, our favorite restaurants, the one we go to most frequently, is it making us slim by design or is it making us fat by design? You know, is it setting things up so we naturally overeat? Or just actually doing things that actually lead us to actually make those a little smarter choice or eat a little bit less. And so we came up with a scorecard, and it's a research-based scorecard. It's based all on different evidence we found in different studies, where you can just go through and answer 100 questions. You can actually do an abbreviated scorecard on the slimbydesign.org website. You answer these questions, and it shows you a restaurant gets a 30. It's probably making you fat by design. If it gets a 70, it's working for you. I mean, for example, if they offer a half-size portion, they get a point. Now, half-size portions are win-win for us and for the restaurant. Our research shows that people who order half-size portions end up report eating about 30% less total calories. They eat less of the entree, but they also, they still eat a little bit of, they order some extra things. But it also benefits the restaurant because the restaurant makes more money because they buy some extras. They come back and eat more frequently because they're not stuffed when they leave and things like this. If a restaurant promotes the use of a doggy bag before you order your food, you know, they get another point. And the nice thing about the scorecard is that when you go through and you check through it, you not only know what you do, but you actually know what to ask your favorite restaurant to do to help you eat better, but things that are actually in their best interest to do also. We actually also developed one of these for a 10-point checklist, scorecard for your favorite fast food restaurants. And it's easy. It's nice to see these things being tweeted and Facebooked around. People say, hey, my Arby's in Sioux City, Iowa, got a 6 out of 10. It's helping make me a little more slim by design. Interesting, your earlier conversation I was listening to about fruit, I was at a Burger King on Interstate 90 just last week, and we went to the Burger King and got a surprise. There were bananas, there were apples, there were oranges right by the cash register. And it was very encouraging to see that a fast food restaurant believed it could make more money by giving us options that are healthier.
Wow, that's different. One of the things that I did that Bridget also did is that CSPI reported on this week is that 90% of the food choices near the cash register, and maybe higher if you look at it, but at least 90% of the food choices by the checkout counter at supermarkets are unhealthy. And I was going to say, how do we get that done? And you've got some sample scripts in the back of the book.
Yeah, you know, actually, we've actually done a bunch of interventions in supermarkets in the island of Bornholm in Denmark. We've been in all these supermarkets, and we found that if you have at least one candy-free aisle, checkout aisle in a grocery store, the grocery store makes more money. Because what they do is they sell more CDs, more batteries, more greeting cards, more of whatever they decide to put in an aisle. Second, if they have another aisle that is healthy food only, they also make slightly more than if it was a candy aisle. So one of the interesting things we can do is we can simply ask our local grocery store to have a candy-free aisle. And it was kind of interesting. They might say no, but you could also say, oh, great, I'll take the $8,000 I spent on groceries and go somewhere else. It was interesting. Here in Ithaca, we have a grocery store that didn't have a candy-free aisle, and I asked them to do that, and they said, no, we can't because blah, 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 you know, slotting allowances, blah, blah, blah. I said, really, that's too bad because I'd shop there more often if you had one. And what I did is I had everybody in my lab go into that same grocery store and request there be a candy-free aisle, and by the time the fourth person did it, the candy-free aisle appeared.
Wow.
It's amazing. What just a few requests can do, because if they think they're going to lose somebody who's spending, on average, $5,000 in groceries, which is what most families spend, you know, they are motivated to make a change if they think they're going to lose you. It doesn't need a law. It just needs market power.
Now, I should tell you that we're working with one of the fast food restaurants which wants to be known for wellness and is gradually introducing healthy things, and will gradually be reducing unhealthy things. So someday I'll tell you about that. But it is interesting that they want to change. They think that the brand they should have is a wellness brand, even though they're a fast food restaurant.
Well, it's exactly like CVS and their recent announcement to stop selling cigarettes, even though they'll lose a lot of money probably initially. I think it's a good long-term investment. Don't you agree?
I do.
Yes, it was a great idea.
Now, Brian, you've done so many different things. I've got to tell you that one of them that always happens to affect my wife and I is wine glass size. I like red wine, she likes white wine, and although some people would say it's a good thing I get more wine every night because she just looks at the height. So you did this research where the height of the glass is one of the keys.
Yeah, it's amazing if you look at most white wine glasses, they're a little bit taller and a little more narrow. And red wine glasses are a little more short and kind of stout and round about around the bottom. And we found when people pour, they pour to the height of the glass. And if you do that, you're going to end up pouring, on average, about 18% more wine into a red wine glass than a white wine glass. Because you just, you know, you pour, the bottom fills up first, and you just keep pouring until it gets halfway, and by the time it gets there, over poured. So one thing you might want to do, if you want to drink a little bit less, without having to think about it, is regardless if you're drinking red wine or white wine, use that white wine glass. You'll think you're getting more, and you'll stop pouring earlier.
Well, I've got to tell my wife to use that white wine glass on me, if you will. So that's right. What is the most surprising thing you've seen in changing design at schools?
What's interesting about that question is that we have this 100-point scorecard. You can find it at slimbydesign.org. It's a 100-point scorecard, very easy, small changes. You know, put the fruit next to the cash register, name the fruit, whatever. We find that no matter how poorly people do it, you can't do it wrong. These changes are so robust, kids will take more fruit and more vegetables regardless of how poorly it's implemented.
Thanks, Brian Wansick. Slim by Design. I'll see you at New Year's, I hope. Slim by Design, mindless eating solutions for...
People ask, what's our secret? How are we successful 70 years after my grandmother started our tea company? Hi, I'm Cindy Bigelow, president of Bigelow Tea, and the answer is simple. We take years to perfect each tea recipe, then carefully put each tea bag in the perfect protective pouch, so none of our special flavors escape and no air and moisture comes in. If you're going to take the time to craft the perfect recipe, you need to protect it. So next time you have a cup of Bigelow Tea, do me a favor. Open the foil pouch, smell that aroma. That's our secret.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.